Hello, my name is Alexandra Ulrich. I'm a master's student at Texas A&M under Dr. Smith. I will be standing next to poster 75 later if you have any questions for me, so please come and ask me if you have any. Today I'll be presenting a preliminary analysis on the utilization of novel alleles found in obsolete germplasm for the improvement of upland cotton. So, genetic diversity as you select tends to be narrowed in modern crops. For our highly quantitative traits such as fiber length and fiber strength, it's not uncommon for a focus on the fixation of high effect alleles to inadvertently fix minor effect alleles into a negative state. So the objective of my study is to quantify and describe possible sources of positive allelic effects in previously elite cultivars found within the USDA. My study focuses on 127 cultivars, 93 of which are sourced out of the USDA germplasm, and 34 of which are internal to Texas A&M Cotton Improvement Lab, and those were bred for elite quality traits for fiber. The breakdown of that can be seen in this little graph on the right. We bred each of these cultivars to TAM B182-33 extra long staple upland, which is a representative general line that is bred out of our same cotton improvement lab. My study has three parts, but today, for the sake of time, I'll only be talking about a random complete block design that we're using to observe the differences between upper half mean length of each of the parent cultivars versus their F2 and F1 progeny. Continuing on, the graph on the left is a comparison of the parent, the F1, and the F2 over two separate years. The F1 was actually observed in a different year, so we cannot compare the upper half mean lengths of each of these generations directly to each other. However, we're going to be looking at the general trend. So the graph on the left, the x-axis is representing the upper half mean lengths for each of these cultivars as ranked from longest to shortest, and the y-axis is the least square mean upper half mean length. Here, the parent is shown in blue, the F2 is shown in red, and the F1 is shown in green. So the F1 was observed in a different year, so we cannot compare the upper half mean lengths to the F1 and parent directly. However, looking at the general trend, you can see that the longest and shortest ranked plants, the trend is that the upper half mean length between ranks is larger at these two edges than between the upper half mean lengths of the cultivars here in the center. To move on from that idea, the graph on the rank shows the average rank of each cultivar for each of the three generations versus the standard deviation. So again, you can see that the longest and shortest ranked plants had much less movement in between ranks than did the cultivars in the center there. So this graph shows effectively the same data as the F1, except only focusing on the F2. So again, the x-axis shows the cultivars as ranked from longest to shortest upper half mean length, and the y is just the upper half mean length. The color of each cultivar represents the difference from the mid-parent from the upper half mean length of each of the F2s. So if the cultivar is represented as a blue, that means that the F2 outperformed the expected value of the mid-parent, and the cultivar shown in red underperformed them. From this, you can see it's visually easy to see that the blue-ranked varieties are kind of the varieties that we want to keep an eye on going forward for the other two parts of this study. Now, the general trends for all of this were also represented in the strengths for each of the cultivars. However, I did not present that here for the sake of time. With that, I would like to thank Dr. Smith, Dr. Schumann, Dr. Hickey, the USDA, and everyone in the CIL, as well, of course, Cotton Incorporated and Texas A&M AgriLife. Again, I will be at poster 75, so please come ask me if you have any questions. Thank you.